when you see such young men pulling it as what others are eating, they are eating. And the man of God that was ministering said, eat. Oh, some people are hungry. This young man took it serious. He took it and he was eating. The food was hot. Is it not true? That prayer, the food was hot. They just brought it down. They didn't wait. They didn't even share the food. They didn't give anybody spoon. I don't know where he found his own spoon. I don't know whether his hand is equal to spoon. I said, what is this? I said, it seems as if God is here. I went here. And I why you standing in came now? Ask your neighbor, do you have standing? Hold your neighbor, stand up. When you're standing for 2 minutes, see your tire. Take your stand in the spirit. See your tire. So where you run before, you will run no more. You take a stand in the spirit. Set how we come back.
At least 50 days. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it perpetual. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Apollo. Shatter. Apakakata. Shout. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Apollo. Apakakata. I can feel it. I feel it in my bones. Something heavy, something heavy, something heavy. Something heavy. The packet from the panel.
You can be seated, be seated. You can be seated. Let me tell you. The Bible said, every man have to labor while it is still day. In the night, there is no allowance for labor in the night. Are you hearing me? Not because you are called to labor, there is a time to labor. It is called day. Once day passes, we enter night. There is no allowance for labor in the night. And I'm not just talking about the night of darkness or the night of the end of the age. There is the night of your age, physical age on earth. Very soon you'll be 65, 70. Your waist will be like this. You will now take God, that calling, that calling you told me when I was 18 years. Say, Chikota no nya kwa biya zwe ike nenibe. California and Equifa. You have to pray it now. Jesus, show me the price to pay now that I'm young and I have the strength. Let me do it now. There are levels for certain seasons of your life. If Satan refuses to leave your family, when I wear a tactic, are you hearing me? And that is why there are many of us here. God didn't just bring us one, He brought us in bunches. There are several families here. You and your brother, you and your brother, you and your brother, you and your brother. Everybody, there are many. You and your brother, there are many everywhere. It's tactic. I'm telling you. Part of the way we decimated Satan in my own family, I Bakorion. We did Satan tag team in my father. That's how we did it. It's tag team. That's the only way.
I don't want to waste more time than I have wasted already. You are not angry enough. All this thing I'm saying is for you to get angry. Get angry. Get angry and break forth. That is that violence. No man can do violence until he's angry enough. Not just angry, angry enough. There is a quota of anger that you need. Sometimes people think, see, dependent on how anger is used, anger can be used in a good way. Several times for God to accomplish something, he will say, the zeal of the Lord, the wrath of God. I say, wrath of God. Wrath of God. That's what they told Esau. After the father gave the blessing to Isaac, he told him, they said, my father, don't you have another blessing? He said, I know, I don't give him your brother. But if you get angry, there is no yoke, there is no limitation, there is nothing like people like here, you, people like this. I don't believe it. Listen to me. I want you to sit where you are, put your hands on the ground, pray for 1 minute. There is a garment of breakthrough that just landed now. Will we break through now? Of men, what do they mean by that? There must be a test. The important thing is what did God say? I hold all, I hold the bones of the earth, I hold it.
things are happening in the spirit. Things are happening. 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 Oh my God. Watch out, from today you will see it. Including people following us online. This is time to be serious.
You can be seated. Husband and wife, hold hands. There is a light that came from heaven to do a work. A work of deliverance and breakthrough. I don't know which of you or whether it's both of you. Hold hands. Hold hands. Something is happening. I see a light flash from heaven. And it will strike a few people here now. My God. If you're online, follow us. This is a critical moment in the spirit.
Let the holy light from heaven. stronger, stronger, stronger. It's the light. A new season has been announced from heaven. A new season. Bring them here, that young man, my God. Bring that sister, my Jesus. A new season is here. Jesus.
There is another point that was raised during the prayer session. James chapter 5. You can be seated. If I touch you, you can go. I need to see his face, forehead.
Jesus.
The
power of God may come there from that place.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Give me my handkerchief. Give me my handkerchief. Leave them. Give me my handkerchief. The hand of God is here. In this my front now, at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Holy Ghost, begin to touch them by your power, 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 by your power. Wait first. Be careful the way you enter so that you don't block me, my God. By your power, by your power. By your power, by your power, my God, my God, my God, by your power, Holy Ghost, by your power, Holy Ghost, by your power, Holy Ghost, by your power, by your power, by your power, by your power. There are several things that is happening now. You don't need to miss this moment. Make sure several things about your destiny and pursuit of God is on the bosom burner. Listen to me. Listen. As I pass through this front now, the hand of God will begin to touch you people. Whether first, second row. First, second row. First, second row. First, second row. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them, 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 touch them. The Holy Ghost. Bring my handkerchief. in Jesus' name. Be seated. Where is sisters? Give somebody the camera. Run. Come. Lift up your hands. New season. And as we are praying now, I see a fresh garment of grace, endowment coming on those two guys we sent to Cameroon, fresh from heaven. From heaven. As I speak now, if by any chance they are following us online now, they will be hit by the power of God. Now, as I speak. Hey, where is Timobi? Run. Come, new season for you. Lift up your hands. New season. Such as I have, I give to you. Elijah, run, come. Run, be fast. You are not fast, my God. Lift up your hands. Such as I have. Where is Chinwe? Where is them? Where are you? Where is it? Run. Quickly. Between you, Thomas. Come. Lift up your hands. Lift up. Join hands. My God. Come. Such as I have. Thomas, come and join hands with them. Run. Come out. Be fast. Chidema, come and join us. Where is my wife? Be fast. Where is Perpetua? Be fast. Where is Chisha, my sister? Run now! From heaven, be empowered! Everybody up!
Hey, send me, and you are saying, come, come. When you go back there, when you do this, it will seem as if I'm the one doing it. Such as I have, be here for me. Be here for me. Such as I have, I give to you. Kadesh. Fire. Kadesh.
I open you up to grace that you never knew existed. The Lord will increase your compelling power. Something so strong about your life that people cannot deny it. Receive a mouth and a wisdom.
Husband and wife that I gave seat. Two of you, hold hands together. Hold hands together. The Lord is about to touch you people now. Everyone who are, pray for 30 seconds. Pray for 30 seconds. From today, the hand of God is locating me. Strange breaking. Thank you. Come here. Lift up your hands.
Is Antonia here? Come here, lift up your hands.
Where is justice?
Lift up your hands. From the throne of God. Pray. Just say, Jesus, I don't know much, but just use me. Just use me. Keep saying it. You say it from your heart. Before the seventh time, from the seventh time, he will hear your cry, my God. My God. My God. Yes, he's hearing you, my God. Jesus' name, listen. The Lord will bring many new openings for many of us in Jesus' name. The Lord will intensify his work in our lives in Jesus' name. James chapter 5, as we said. Let's do scanning. Let's scan one or two scriptures. Leave this my handkerchief where I keep it. There will be an activation of the gift of faith over your life. When you see impossible things, it will look very small in your eyes. You will be attempting things that people will say, you are too small to be doing things like this. They even say you will die. They even say this one will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you. Show me verse 16. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay. That's not my target. My target is the second part. Let's read the second part together. 1, 2, ready, go. So there are a few things you need to mark in that part. Number one, effectual. Number two, fervent. Number three, righteous. Number four, the word available makes available. In other words, there is a way you pray. Don't expect power to be available. Show me this scripture in Amplified. The earnest, heartfelt. Are you seeing it? Number one, it is what? Heartfelt. Number two, it is what? Continued. Prayer of a righteous man makes what? Tremendous power available. What's the work of this kind of power? Dynamic in its work. Now, in its working, this is what it means. It means that when this power is available, it can do many things. There is a way you pray. There is a prayer posture you take. You make dynamic power available that can handle several things. There is a way you pray. It's only one or two things that can happen in your life. That is why we teach. There are always higher understandings in the matter of spiritual things, in spiritual truth and reality. Especially in this matter of prayer, there is a way you pray. You can be handling things one after another. But if you see from up, there is a way you will pray. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear you. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
There is a way you will pray. You will generate a dimension of power that can handle what you pray for. Handle what you did not pray for. Handle what you thought about. Handle what you didn't think about. Handle what you didn't even know is even a need. Why? You are able to generate a dynamic power. What is dynamic? You know what is? When we say that you are dynamic, what do we mean? You are a man of several parts. Is it not true? There are many things that you can do. I think one of our prayers this season is, Lord, teach us prayer manners. Prayer manners. So that our prayer will not be lacking in impact. So that we will not come to the point where we are expecting a result, an impact. So that we will not come to a point where God is waiting for us and we did not appear there. If you are with me so far, say amen. Prayer manners. He said the earnest. Earnest means in this context heartfelt. 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 It means that the first prayer manner, remember, this James chapter 5 is referencing Elijah. I hope you know. He said the first prayer manner that Elijah had is that his prayer comes first from his heart. I keep saying it here. Prayer does not ascend from your mouth. Now, I know that sometimes we pray and you do. But many times when we are doing. Sometimes when we are doing. And people say we are shouting. The truth is that we are not shouting enough as the Holy Ghost is shouting inside. There is no human vocalization that can capture the weight of what the Holy Spirit is. Sometimes He roars in your heart. Our brothers are in Cameroon and they say that the normal way we pray. They will be praying. They pray. They did 6 hours prayer drill the other day. They are praying. And people that is living in another village, they said that their prayer is too loud. Meanwhile, the people living in the other compound is even sleeping well. They said the people living in the other compound said that since they started praying, they now started sleeping well. But people living far, do you know why? I know you don't believe it, but sometimes there is a way you roar in prayer. Even if you are like this, you are doing like this. Your mother will come and tell you, why are you disturbing? You look at you, or your sister, or the person you are, you look at yourself and wonder, how am I disturbing? You are the only one that think you are quiet. In the spirit,
what you are doing is very loud. So loud that anything that is anti that priesthood, we start to react. If you have me so far, say amen.
Amen.
He said, heartfelt. Heart. Heart. If your heart is not in it, forget it. Number one, prayer man, heart. It was the word McKendry Barnes, E.M. Barnes, that said that the prayer that doesn't move your heart cannot move the heart of God. And said certainly the hand of God will not move. So for prayer to move the heart of God, it has to what? Move your own heart. It is when prayer moves your heart, then it moves the heart of God. Then when the heart of God is moved, the hand of God is moved. Edward. Edward McKendry Barnes. Have you read his books? Several times, many people don't know. Part of the reason why we say go deep in prayer. The question is, that deep is where? Is it not your heart? When we say go deep, we are saying go deep in your heart, not in your voice. Go deep in your heart. But it so happens, according to the book of Romans chapter 10, it is obvious that there is a connection between your heart and your mouth. Is it not true? Many times what is in your heart can only be given expression through your mouth. And also sometimes you can drive something into your heart through your mouth. So sometimes when you say go deep and you do, and somebody will come and think that it's your voice. He will not know that you are trying to gather together your internal energies. Channel it to your inner man. When it stays long enough on your heart, it comes alive. And when it comes, you keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. There is a point you get there. Eh? You know that something has started. Your engine will start working. Meanwhile, you have been praying and you know that God will answer you that way you are praying. But you know you have not gone deep. Your heart has not felt the prayer. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you that many people pray all the but their heart has not felt their prayer. The quickest way to know the result that will come from your prayer is how much your heart feels it. You can use your heart as a barometer to measure the impact your prayer is having in the spirit. That's why any day you come and you did not apply your heart, you will not be able to measure the impact of what you are doing. So after me, when I pray, I carry my heart along. So after me, my prayers is driven by the engine of my heart. I didn't hear you. So after me, my prayers is driven by the engine of my heart. The first manner is your heart. And I'm just saying this thing that we cannot exhaust the matter of the heart. So big that the scripture said, whatsoever you desire, and desire is a matter of the heart, whatsoever you desire when you pray, and many things that the scripture said, you will have it. What do you desire? There are people, if they come here to pray with us, their desire is that camera will catch them when they are in action. Huh? So when they are like this, camera will catch them. They will now use it for a Facebook profile picture. You see, I'm not saying it's bad for camera to catch you, but the reason why camera caught you is because that's your desire. And when you prayed, God answered you. You are not with me. Show me that scripture. Show me. Mark. Mark chapter 3. I think verse 23. Oh, no. Huh? 11. 11, sorry. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye what?
Desire.
When ye what?
Pray.
Believe that ye what?
Receive them.
And ye shall what? So desire is a matter of the heart. So you might not say it, but what you desire is. Let them catch me in the camera. Oh God. For once. Where will I see picture to do my profile picture? Let them catch me in action. Huh? Rehoboth, catch me. Rehoboth, catch me. Rehoboth, catch me. On the camera, catch me. As that is your desire, you now go into prayer. Say, in the spirit, you know what you are saying. Camera, catch me. Guess what? The worst part is that you will be answered. That's how terrible it is. How I wish you will not be answered. So the heart. So there are several things about the heart. As we are praying, Lord, take us deep into you. You are saying, Lord, take me up. Lift me in ministry. Lift me. When will you lift me? When will you lift me? Lift me. Lift me, oh God. Lift me. 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 It's in your heart now. What will you do with God lifting you? Your job is not whether God lifts you or not. Your job should not be praying that kind of prayer. I don't pray that kind of prayer. Your job is, Lord, I want to do your way. If in doing your way, there is a lifting, so be it. In such a way, the lifting will not be a God to you. Part of the proof that several things you got is not the will of God for you is that God can't take it from you. If he wants to take it from you, you fight. And I have found out in my small walk with God that I am a man that God has taken many things that he gave to me. If he give it to you, take it, including ministry. Including ministry. And the toughest death to die to as a minister of the gospel is to die to ministry. Because there might be seasons of your life that God will just say, we want to shut you down, but we even take ministry, take many things, take your effectiveness, take one or two things, even disgrace you, humiliate you, do many things. You pray, nothing will change. It means that he wants you to soak it in. Soak it in. And by the time you are through, if you allow God to deal with you, your eye will leave ministry and focus on Jesus. Whatever happened, let it happen. You see, because you can be too interested in those things. God is trying to help you by delivering you from them. Because you don't know man. Man that looked at God, that created him, collected him, went to the cross and killed him. Who are you? So he will kill the propensity in you to look up or depend on men or look at ministry, my ministry, my calling, my ministry, my calling, my ministry, my calling, my ministry. What will people do? What will they, how will they see it? Who is the person? Who is the person? My secret place, my walk with God is more important to me than any ministry. And may God help me by his mercy to keep my perspective correct. As long as you do it, anywhere you appear, you are carrying ministry along with you. Let's assume we come and want to hold major conference and there is no enable hall. And I call you people and say, at least I know that my sister will come. Now, let's assume I did not tell you where we are meeting and I went under the tree. I will choose one place in this town and I went there. I did not make announcement. I did not tell anybody. I switched off my line. And I went there and I'm praying. If
I will go there 6 a.m. Pray till 9 in the night. I will go home. I'll be doing it every day. I will not say anything. I will not say anything. I will be doing it. Just give me 21 days. You will be in your dream. You will be in your dream and you will see the place. Nobody will direct you. You will see it in your dream. In your dream. There are several people that came here. They saw us in their dream. They did not. Nobody directed them. Say after me, heartfelt. You have to learn the manner. Number two. He said the earnest, heartfelt, continued. Somebody say continue. Another prayer manner you need to develop is continuation. Continuation. There is something about humans. They just want to do something once and they don't want to continue. They just want to do it once and go. They don't want to continue. But JB, my man. Why? I think you know that prayer works by now. At least you know where God brought you. I just took a map and checked many people. God don't they settle on a small, but it doesn't look like it. The reason why it doesn't look like it is that you got it through priesthood. So it's not affecting your behavior. It's not affecting anything about you. You are still doing it as if you are a normal guy. It's true. God is blessing you. I know it. Gotten from priesthood, you will just be normal. The price is higher than the first salary they paid you when you were teaching. Is it not true? Iboke Valentine is in final year. How did you end up here now? When I met Anthony Wafo is nowhere to be found. His own is worse. It was like last chance. You needed to prove that God called. Because do you know people believe more that God called you when you got admission than every other thing you were doing? So after me, continue. When you continue, things will start happening. Listen to me. Several people want something to happen, bam. But if they continue praying, you even forget that those things that used to be prayer point for you, that God has already answered it. Because your priesthood will also make you to grow, so that it will not bring extra behavior in your life that is not consistent with the character of God. It will not be anything big for you. It will seem as if you have even, you know, there is a way you pray for long. If something happened that you used to pray for 3 years ago, you will know that if you measure by my prayer, I have prayed past here. Is it not true? It seems as if what is happening behind schedule. So just because you have prayed ahead of it, it will no more affect you. When it happens, it will not seem as if you achieved anything. If you have gotten that hall 2 years ago, you will not grow. You will hang your boot. But you labor by. Now that you got it, you are not too excited. Are you too excited? Because you have, what happened to you? You labored through it till when it happened, it's not anything to you. Say after me, continue. You must learn it as prayer man. You have to know how to continue in prayer.
And the scripture added, righteous. Show me, use KJV and show me. There is something I needed to add from KJV. Somebody say fervent. You know what is fervent? I think fervent and effervescent is gotten from the same word. How many of you did chemistry? Get a mic for him. Give it to Iboke. Effervescence.
Okay. Effervescence is, if I don't just describe how it happens, it is a fizzling sound and has a kind of, is a movement of a gas in a way that has more speed, if I should use the word velocity, more than the gas should have had on its ground state or at its ground. The gas has gained energy, so it's more.
Gain to can cover only if any amena. Huh?
Have you taken Andrew's liver salt before? Huh? If you take it and put inside water, that thing that is it not it?
Yes, sir. But if a person comes with more image because the speed at which it moves is higher than
that one,
yes,
have you?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So this is, I'm just trying to give you basic explanation. So that thing that happened with when you drank Andrew's liver salt, multiply it probably times 100 or times 10. Are you seeing it? The Bible is saying your prayer should gain that. And I don't know much about chemistry. That's not what I studied. Maybe Valentine is here to help us out. But for such things to happen, several electrons have to lose their position in the valence chair. They have to shift. You can't stay one place. The molecular structure of your spirit man, of your soul, cannot be congealed and you become effervescent. Certain electrons have to gain valence energy and they shift. This one shift, and you are now boiling. That's what it means to boil. You have to desire it and insist on it, that any time I appear to pray, let the molecular structure of my soul gain energy so that the valence electron can either be added or removed. There are sometimes the shell will gain an electron, sometimes it will lose an electron. It is not important. What is important is let there be effervescent. The energy level, let it be tripled 10 times. And several times, sometimes it comes and you know. You will now start praying in an energy that is strange. It is not normal. You know that place. You have been there before. You have been there. One, you have been there. And several of us here, once you test that realm 3 times, you will not want to pray any other place. Is it not true? You know. You know when your soul gains an electron. When it's fervent. When your prayer becomes fervent. Boiling. At that point, you simply know that anything you focus on will be dealt with. I've seen it happen to a few people here. One day, Buddha was leading prayer, and he cried. The electron left his feet. And suddenly, the activity that is taking place in his inner man, his body could not contain it. He dropped the mic on the ground and was doing like this. How many of you saw him that day? That thing is not normal. It's not from earth. It's from heaven. That means you have gained
valence electron. When you pray in the spirit, you have to have a knowledge of chemistry. Lord, let my soulish molecular structure, let it lose an electron, let it gain an electron. Let the fervency not be from the energy of the flesh. I hope you know that there are people that divine. It's their body. Your body will pain you. It is spirit energized. Sometimes all that needs to happen is that an angel of might will come and just as we are praying, and that's what happens to many people here. There are several collisions. For that thing to happen, there has to be a collision. Explain to us. Without a collision, nothing will happen. Sometimes you'll be praying here and you are tired. As soon as you step here, you will be there is collision with several angels, several things in this. They will hit you like this. Bam! They will hit you, bam. They will keep hitting you. Keep hitting you until one electron will escape. Once it escapes, you see yourself. I'm not deep enough. Hey! Somebody say valence electron. So what happens?
Okay, the collision happens in two ways. It can happen as a result of a chemical reaction between the ions in the solution. It can also happen as a result of an increase in energy, a kind of heat. So, but in the case whereby the reaction is intermolecular, means that what caused the reaction is within the vessel. So that's the case we are talking about. So when the gases are released and there is
collision, so he's trying to say, Lord, however you want to do it, just make sure that I am fervent. Sometimes you come and you can generate fervency from your inside. Are you getting the point? Sometimes you come and nothing is happening. Rush to Perpetua, hold her hand, Jesus, and say, Perpetua, knock out my valence electron. How can you have bulldozer here and you are struggling to pray? Huh? How can you have Billy and you are struggling to pray? How can you have Valentine and you are struggling? How can you have Dennis and you are struggling to pray? How can you have Timika and you are struggling to pray? Why? Valence electron, you need to be knocked out. Why am I struggling? I need to gain energy. Why am I struggling? Huh? It's simple. Even if they refuse to touch you, you will notice that Obnaka is holding this pillar. Come by faith and say, I believe that this pillar is charged. It's true. If a man is charged, his charge can touch another person. I think you people know it, so I don't need to prove it. Huh? If I knock out an electron from you, if you are falling, hit this person. What happened to you will happen to him. You will knock out, and then he will knock out, and then you keep knocking out. You see, when you see people with valence electron knocked out from external impact, It means that there is somebody that knocked them out. And because they are knocked out, they can knock out another person. We keep sharing the fervency. Keep sharing it. That is why when we come here, somebody cold down, can't climb in prayer. Give us 3 months with him. Give us 3 months with the person. You have not been here for 2 days already. Your visage has started changing. All you needed to do was to answer one question in Bible study. It's over for you. And God took her serious. Very soon now.
And I'm not prophesying. Very soon now, the way we pray, snap your picture now. Snap it and keep. There are people that have forgotten the way when they used to be normal. Is it not true? When you came here, you came with inhaler and you were beside that window. You are walking like this. If you walk, walk, you do shh. If you walk, set and we breathe in her mouth. Or what is it now? If you walk, walk, set and we do shh. You walk, 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 we challenge the lendo. I don't need sustenance from Satan. In the middle of the 24 hours, God collected the inhaler. Somebody say fervent.
I think, in my own opinion, the factor that lacks the most in our prayer is consistency and fervency. If you can add these two things, I think almost every other thing is easily dealt with. Consistency and fervency. Consistency. It is not human to be consistent. It's not human. You see, this way we come to pray here. Any day we come, the same thing. Any day we come, the same thing. There is no human being that can do it.
Somebody say fervency. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, increase my fervency in the spirit. Increase my fervency in the spirit. Increase my boiling point. Increase my energy. Make it a prayer for just 30 seconds.
Came to you with accuracy and power to connect with the ministry of God's servant Apostle Ejude Chukwu with unlimited access to life transforming messages. Visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.